Hello again, this is Richard Claywell. This is Litigation Speaks. What I'm doing is run a series of podcasts, YouTubes, and emails where we talk about different items that happen when we do a business valuation, economic loss, or for order for risk investigation. I'm trying to let attorneys know that if you see these types of things in a report, there's a problem. Some of these problems are pretty serious, some of them are problems, but they're not that serious. What I want to talk about today is an item that's called cost of goods sold. The cost of goods sold comes from having to sell or selling or manufacturing a product. So you incur costs to generate that particular product or you manufacture that product. There's a formula for calculating what your profit is on that particular product. And what you do is you take how much inventory you have at the beginning of a year, which is actually the same as the inventory from the prior year as of December 31st at midnight, assuming you're a calendar year. So you take that beginning inventory, you add all the purchases that you make to that inventory, and now what you have is what's called goods available. This is everything that you could sell, which was prior inventory plus the quote new inventory that you've created. Then you want to subtract from that the inventory that you have left over. And with that you get your cost of goods sold. From the cost of goods sold, you can determine your gross profit. I'll talk to you about how that years ago was mishandled on a case. And it's just kind of interesting. Every once in a while you see this, but it's not tremendously common. But what ended up happening is you have, for the people that are reading the email or seeing YouTube, there's an Exhibit 1. And what's happened is the CPA that prepared the tax return recorded everything in purchases. So he deducted 100% of all the costs. So at the end of the year, when you had items left over, he did not take that into consideration. And that has a major impact on what's happening as far as you're trying to make a forecast within a business valuation. If you look on Exhibit 1, you'll see that the average cost of goods sold percent is 68%, 68.3%. And you look at the gross profit, it's 31.7%. This is where all the items were expensed, and that is incorrect. And I know for a trained eye, this is easy to pick up on, but if you're an attorney and you're not involved with this on a day-to-day basis, this gets to be a little more problematic. But this is how this particular individual handled this thing. Again, this is a long time ago, but this is what they did. If you go over to Exhibit 2, what I've done is I've looked at the tax returns, which are signed under penalty of perjury, prepared by the same CPA, that did not take inventory into consideration. But we requested the financial statements for this client also, way back when. When you look at the financial statements, you see inventory on the balance sheet. That inventory should have been taken into consideration on the tax return, but it was not. The problem that poses is it makes our cost of goods sold inaccurate. It also makes the gross profit inaccurate. Where this poses a problem for individuals like me is we need to project or need to forecast what we anticipate those cost of goods sales are going to be, and we also need to project or forecast what that gross profit percentage is. It needs to be pretty close. I mean, we're not out here just trying to grab a number somebody prepared that we know is going to be wrong, so it needs to be adjusted. So what I did on Exhibit 2, I went back and found where they had the inventory on the financial statements and said to myself, these should be included on the tax returns. So I went ahead and made adjustments to include that on the tax return, even though they weren't there. So if you go from 20X1 to 20X5, you'll see that I've changed the cost of goods sold number, and I've changed the gross profit number. So the average cost of goods sold, taking into consideration the inventory, was 36%, ballpark, and the average gross profit was 68%. If you look at the Exhibit 1 numbers that are out there, these numbers are almost reversed. So that's a critical, monumental change as far as trying to make a projection or a forecast into the future as far as what this company is going to do. And I don't know what the CPA ever did with this, but it also poses a problem if we have losses that are out there and we have a net operating loss carry forward. If the tax returns originally showed losses that were out there, which the tax returns did, they deducted that net operating loss from a tax purposes standpoint, and then they had net operating loss carry forwards. All those carry forwards were wrong. Huge difference in what's going on with this thing. So look at the inventory on the financial statements. When you get a summary of the financial data in a business valuation report, if this company manufactures a product or sells merchandise of some type, and you see cost of goods sold, is there a number before that, which is the beginning inventory? Is there a number after that, that is the ending inventory? If they are not there, then check the math to see if the total purchases is what it's going to be called, if that is the same thing as cost of goods sold. If they're manufacturing or selling a product, that's going to be the wrong answer. And so now they haven't done it properly, and so the projections that they're making are going to be incorrect, which means the value is going to be incorrect. So this is something simple to look at. Now, why should an attorney care about this? The damages expert may have performed the work incorrectly, and it's just flat wrong. We may not have sufficient facts or data related to the particular case. Retail and manufacturing and wholesale recognizes this is the way it's supposed to be done. When this is not done correctly, then that can have a overstatement or understatement of value. So that can impact the attorney in one of two ways. If you are working for the side of the case that would prefer a lower value, and they've done this incorrectly and they've got the lower value, you're probably going to be happy. If you're working for the side of the case that would prefer a higher value and they've made an error in it and it creates a higher value, then you're going to be interested in that. So the problem is if you switch sides of the case here, if you're wanting a lower value and they have, by making errors, created a higher value, then you're looking at a settlement point beginning a lot higher than you should, and vice versa. So this is a critical issue, and you take a look at this thing and make sure that you've got the cost of goods sold stated correctly and the projections are being made properly on this. So we'd like to thank you for watching this particular episode. If you have any questions about anything related to business valuations, economic damages, or fraud or forensic investigations, send me an email or give me a call. We'll talk about it. I can help you over the phone or through the email with the issue that you have immediately. We'll probably take your issue and do a podcast on that. If it's a question you've got, I'm sure other people have the same question. And so we'll answer that for everybody that's out there. So I appreciate your time today. If I can help you, please let me know. We'll talk to you later. Bye.